can't get to the metals that are in the planetary core. And so they are trapped there. And then I thought, okay, well, so how does their economy work? They have each specialized in some product that they can sell off-world through matter transmitters. And everybody's equipped with a matter transmitter, and then they try to come up with something they can sell. And then I thought of that wonderful idea I had about that fashion statement with body parts, extra body parts, and thought, what if one of the families has bred the ability to spontaneously generate or regenerate extra limbs? Now, ideally, what they really were breeding for was healing. That if you had a hand cut off, then the hand could regrow, so that your family would be very hard to kill. But the process of breeding for regeneration, of genetically altering themselves for that, allowed the possibility that the body would send false signals and start regenerating limbs that had not been lost. And those would be a small subset of the family, and it would be a disaster when that happened. And this is what happens to Lonnick Mueller. Is that he finds that he is a radical regenerative who is regrowing body parts that he hasn't actually lost first. The combination of these two ideas, this map and the idea of the extra body parts, led me to write a proposal for a novel called Extra Parts. And I fired off a proposal. Actually, I sent it to three or four different publishers, but I heard back from St. Martin's Press first. In fact, it was almost they sent it almost before I sent it to them. What they sent me was a contract saying, "We love this idea. We want to buy it." Now, I had only been sending a query. You know, do you want to see the whole manuscript? I thought I was going to have to write the whole thing before anybody would want to look at it. But I was, you know, I'm always enthusiastic. I thought the idea was great, so I had sent it off. Before I had actually written anything. And so I sat down, and in 3 weeks, I wrote the novel and really liked it. I came up with all kinds of cool things for the different families to be selling and came up with what I thought was a good climax. The problem is this was only the second novel I'd ever written. And the problem with that was I didn't understand novel structure, and I didn't know the relative value of various techniques. I was still feeling my way through fiction. I was a playwright trapped in a fiction writer's body. And so I made one key mistake. I told the story in first person. And knowing what I know now, if I could do it over again, I would have done it in third person, and the book would have been about three times as long. But then again, you would then have to spend three times as long listening to it. So maybe this was actually a good thing. What was missing was the depth of characterization that's possible in third person. In first person, you can't go into a lot of the depth of characterization because then it's being told by the hero. And so the hero can't talk about the hard decisions he made or how brave he was. Or, you know, the hero has to be mildly self-effacing in order for the reader to not detest him. And so that's one limitation. Another limitation is that if the narrator in a first-person novel is talking about another character, he does not know what's going on in that other character's head. So I can't switch point of view to somebody else. I can never give you somebody else's way of thinking or feeling or experiencing the world. Everything is relentlessly through that first-person character's mind. So in Treason, if I could have done so, if I had ever had the time to rewrite the whole thing, then we would have had chapters from the point of view of a copy of Lanik that gets made at one point during the story. I would have used other people's point of view as well. It would have been a much richer experience. Having said that, I guess what I'm telling you is, boy, you're sure getting the second-rate version of this book. You're not really. You're getting the only version of this book that is ever going to exist. There was one brief moment when I might have been able to do the rewrite that I had envisioned. I was contacted shortly after Ender's Game became a hit. My novel Ender's Game, that is kind of without any fault of mine, perpetual bestseller, and that naturally inspired other people who owned books of mine to feel that they had acquired an amazingly new literary merit that they had not had before, and so they were bringing back out Treason. A Planet Called Treason was the original title, and they wanted to know if there were any changes I wanted to make. Oh, wow. I wrote back. I was excited. Yes, I want to rewrite this book. It'll be at least twice as long. It'll be way, way stronger, much more emotional experience. They wrote back and said, "You don't understand. We wanted to know if there were any changes you wanted to make in the next 2 weeks."